Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hello and welcome back to The Review of Death, your fortnightly home for Doctor Who news and reviews. I'm Matthew Toffolo. I'm joined all the way from New Zealand by Billy Garrett-John. Hello, Billy. Good morning, Billy.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Matt, my first question to you is, did you watch Eurovision?
A bit of it. I didn't watch all of it.
Oh, I thought we
watched the start.
Like a Eurovision and debrief.
No, I watched the beginning and I watched the end.
Because you were only interested in, you know, the highlight of every Eurovision, which is Doctor Who pops up and shows some new footage.
That was it. My tolerance for Eurovision is pretty low, I'm afraid.
I've never got the appeal. Very, very pleasantly surprised by the quality of entrance this year, although I'm gutted that Finland didn't win, and it was hilarious. I don't know if you saw it towards the end, seeing Hannah Waddingham and Graham Norton really struggling with the crowd.
Yeah, there was a lot of booing going on.
But it's like, you know, they've never seen a pro wrestling show. When pro wrestling fans turn on, you know, the show, it's turns nasty. So you just got to let them tire themselves out.
Yeah,
because Graham kept referencing it. You know, he kept saying, "All right, everybody, quieten down. Everybody, calm down. This is the vote for the people at home. Voted for. It's like, come on, you know, just ignore them, and they'll get bored. But it was the campest night of the year so far. A Doctor Who trailer followed by Eurovision.
It was, wasn't it? Really. What do we think then, Doctor Who wise? What are our thoughts? Oh, we should probably say before we carry on any further, we are recording this sort of quite run and gun, aren't we? Because we wanted to try and get it done as quickly as possible. So if the audio quality wibbles throughout, apologies, that is not how things will be done moving forward.
No.
I won't be here in this space moving forward. I'll be back in the usual studio. And you won't be sat in front of two cupboards from the looks of things.
Surrounded by laundry and various other things that we need to move into the house. No. So, we got the trailer. It dropped. People seemed disappointed that it wasn't 90 seconds long and didn't feature Matt Smith and the Rani and Omega and all the other things that people get upset about when they don't appear in trailers.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's still so far away. And, you know, we've been lucky, really, that we've been given so many glimpses. I mean, this really didn't tell us an awful lot more than we already knew. I think, you know, it's not really for Doctor Who fans, is it, this trailer? This is for the general audience. This is just to remind the general audience a couple of things, really. One, Doctor Who's coming back later in the year. Two is David Tennant. You know David Tennant, the one you really liked? He's coming back. And then with Catherine Tate, you know the other one you really liked? Well, they're back again. So you'll like this, won't you? You will like it. You will sit down.
And you know that
November
title
like
sequence?
Yeah.
That title sequence that you really, really liked? That's coming back as well. That was a bit of a shock to the system.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that when it came back, I was a bit like, oh, what? Like, you know, it's one thing having Marigold back and leaning on that nostalgia, but you know, if you're going to also rely on the nostalgia of the BBC Studios graphics team back in 2005 I mean, was that title sequence ever upscaled into high definition? It must have been. I thought, well, there's no way that they, you know, everything will be shot in 8K anyway. Yeah. And then you've got this 720p title sequence.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? And I was thinking, well, you know, unless they've remade it, like, what are they going to do with the logo? It's obviously the... I mean, perhaps...
God knows.
Perhaps it's just going to be, I don't know, like a special... Maybe the title sequence is... No, they're not. They will never put the old logo for this.
It's not going to be... I can guarantee you that they're not going to use those graphics for title sequence. No. I mean, they've already built up, like you say, the brand around this new diamond logo.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems to me, based off of the packaging, the things that we've seen coming out that holds that logo.
Yeah.
It seems to me that they're going to be going for something bluey and kind of sleek, and you know, the way that the diamond came out of the star field in the logo reveal, I think it's going to be more along those lines. But you know, it was definitely there to remind people, as you said, like, Golden Age of Doctor Who is back. And even having Catherine hosting the you know, being the spokesperson for the United Kingdom in the arena, she said Alonzi.
Yes, yeah. No, we heard that and we were like, oh, sneaky little nod there.
She's amazing. Like, she is just the most charismatic on screen personality. Yeah. Like, she's got such a magnetic quality to her. She's hilarious. But yeah,
I think she was a little bit drunk.
I think they were all a bit drunk. Yeah. I think that was the least sober arena in the north of England that night, which is saying something. So the episode titles that we got were The Star Beast. We all kind of assumed that, but from from that point on, it was all new fare. So Wild Blue Yonder is episode 2, and episode 3, or special 3, I should say, is The Giggle, which is the toy maker episode, I guess.
So I mean, it's interesting, isn't it, because that obviously the second one is the one that we know the least about, and I know we've talked about this before, because I think this is the one that was shot practically entirely in the studio, wasn't it? And it was interesting to see that they kept that sort of redacted error thing going on, the glitching. Is that because they're trying to keep secrets still for
trying to keep something back for that, something big?
Yeah.
I think it's got to be a return of a doctor or a companion. It's got to be something, because the stuff they did show, you know, it was, there were obviously, you know, a couple of different locations or set pieces that they showed. It was David in front of that control bank, and then David in front of another control bank. But it was like, this could all just be like one scene that we're seeing clips from, and it's the opening, and then it's the pre-credits, and then for the rest of the episode you get Peter Capaldi as Doctor Who again. Probably not, but
that'd be bonkers, wouldn't it?
It would be nuts. But you know, because we were hearing lots of things ahead of time, people saying, oh, you know, isn't it going to be so exciting to see Matt Smith in this new trailer? Isn't it going to be so exciting to see Carol Ann Ford pop up in this new trailer? All these rumors, because I'm kind of out of the loop with news and rumors as they kind of break, and spoilers and whatnot. Has it been going for a while that either of those two people are supposed to be in these specials?
I mean, everyone says that Matt Smith's going to be in it, but I mean, Carol Ann Ford, I don't know. I mean, there was talk about maybe Susan being in the new series, but I mean, whether that is the case, who knows? I mean, all we know for sure is bloody, what's his name? Beat the Meep. God, my brain is just gone. I'm too tired.
Beat the Meep.
Voiced by Miriam Margolyes, we think. I mean, it's pretty
much. It was nice. I think it's guaranteed. Yeah, it's her, isn't it? I that was a nice little ET reference.
ET, yeah, very good.
Which was sweet. And
it looks great. Yes, like the effects are really cool. Great
costume
and CGI.
What was practical
and
what was CG. It was really impressive. But I kind of feel like everyone's like, okay, we've seen the Star Beast now. We know what the Star Beast is about.
Yeah.
The other two are far more interesting. I find it really funny seeing people listing the names of all the regeneration stories and then at the end seeing the giggle as if that's supposed to be like, oh, look, this looks crap by comparison to titles like The Tenth Planet, whatever that means.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's bonkers. Like,
but I love
it.
The Caves
of Androzani. Well, who cares? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, who cares what the final one is called?
Exactly. It's not like, you know, the whole... I think episode titles like The Power of the Doctor live in order to make it look nice on a episode run sheet, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas Russell's like, well, it's my thing. I call it the giggle. It sounds weird. This is the way it is.
And I can imagine that given that his regeneration from Jodie into his current incarnation wasn't quite normal, let's say, I imagine that, you know, his regeneration into Shooty won't be conventional in the same way. Mm. So, you know, he's a bit of an anomaly, isn't he, really, the 14th Doctor?
He is. I guess we'll find out why. I mean, I think the first line from that trailer was, why did this face come back? Which was obviously found in reverse in one of the previous like binary teasers.
Yeah. Because she says, was it to say goodbye?
Right, exactly. So... I think, obviously, we know the Neil Patrick Harris one is the last episode. But do you think he's going to be the big bad through the three? I'd imagine with a name like that.
I think so. I think so. I think it's definitely going to be something like he has manipulated, obviously, the Doctors to regenerate into David Tennant again.
Yeah.
Done something to Donna so her mind won't blow up when she, because obviously she's remembering stuff to do with the Doctor. And going about it normally. So, yeah, I think it's all just him masterminding stuff.
Interesting. I saw a really cool bit of speculation about what that puppet was on the screen that was laughing.
Yeah, that was cool.
Which was something to do with John Logie Baird and the first TV broadcast, which would have happened around the time that... on the posters that were snapped on location, 1925, I think it was, or something like
that's
that.
That's right, yeah.
And I mean, that's cool. It's another sort of, it might be another meta sort of telly commentary from Russell.
Yeah. That looks like it's on board the Valiant, doesn't it? All those screens.
I wonder if it was the Valiant or if it was that unit set that they had set up in the car park. You know, they had the helipad.
Yeah.
Because there were some people there kind of walking around in black military gear.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's our first look at the unit HQ. If that ends up becoming a spin-off, that will be something we see a lot more of, maybe.
I mean, because it would suggest, because we've obviously seen the unit soldiers fighting the Wrath Warriors, who look amazing. I mean, we've seen them before, but they look great. So it would seem like unit has quite a strong presence in these specials. Maybe they're not in the middle one, perhaps. But certainly, you know, those are the two, which I guess, you know, if that's the case, obviously units had a big presence in Doctor Who, so you'd kind of expect to see them in the 60th anniversary. But also, if they are going to do a unit spin-off, well, why not get the ball rolling and remind everybody that this organization exists and what they're all about? And then, of course, we know they're going to be in Shooty's series because we've seen them with Ruby Sunday.
And Kate Stewart and stuff. And we know that Kate Stewart's probably going to play a part along the way. Yeah. It got me excited to, I think, it almost kind of put me in a restful state, you know, like, because everybody was straining for a trailer for Eurovision. And I think that if we'd got anything more substantial than this, we would have just been begging to get more. But the fact that it's just pretty much... footage we've already seen, just a confirmation of the titles. No air dates, but again, like you said, we're quite a way out still from things coming out.
And I know in the press release they said they're all an hour each, aren't they?
Yes, an hour each. And I guess they'll start in November, I suppose, and we'll work our way through until the last one at the end of November. Really exciting. I'd like to hear a bit more about, just from a distribution standpoint, I'd like to hear a bit more about Disney's plan for the rest of the world, because it would be nice to know how quickly I'm able to access it out here.
Well, Annie and I were talking
any
about
Doctor
this.
Who out here.
Yeah, we were talking about this the other day. Like, do they let it broadcast in the UK and then it goes up on Disney Plus? Because, you know, normally Disney Plus stuff comes out at like 8 o'clock in the morning over here when it comes to like the Star Wars stuff and the Marvel things. So is it going to be a bit weird for them releasing something?
I would imagine that they'll do whatever they do to make sure, like, say, Mandalorian gets out basically at the same time for everyone. Isn't that kind of...
Yeah.
They're quite good at that sort of thing. Yeah. I imagine it will be something like that. But it would be just good to know that I can watch Doctor Who, because I was trying to find some Series 4 episodes just to watch, for the hell of it. And there's nothing. There's nothing supporting it out here in New Zealand. I can't watch, you know, unless I pay for it through, like, Amazon video on demand.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've left me no recourse but to watch things illegally, and that's just, you know. It is what
Does BritBox not... Oh, no, I guess this new series.
No,
it
doesn't. So... But you have to use a VPN for all that sort of stuff, which I've got, but it's just extra faff, because then you can't stream it to the telly unless the telly's got NordVPN and all that kind of stuff. So it's a whole thing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But anything else you can think of, Matt, that leapt out of you from that trailer before we talk about some Series 14 news?
I mean, not really. I mean, the stuff with the Doctor and Donna, maybe that's not as big as when it's just those two on the spaceship and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I've got you into this mess, or whatever he says. You know, I wonder if that's going to be... You know, maybe it's like a two-hander. Maybe it's going to be something a lot smaller. You know, we keep saying, oh, you know, they're hiding all these things. Maybe it's going to be a very tight two-hander where, you know, she tries, you know, they get stuff out. You know, well, why did you leave me behind? And why didn't you do something to help me? And, you know, why have you come back looking like David Tennant?
I mean, they'll definitely have that sort of conversation. I wonder if the kind of main emotional beats are going to be hit in that second one, so that, you know, you have that first one to set everything up and establish the season,
and let that middle tension one sort of bubble a little bit underneath the surface, and then in the second one it all comes out.
It can deal with the baggage, and then in the third one it's just like all out, balls out, crazy special. It's an exciting... It's an exciting time now that we are at a point where we're starting to see all this stuff come out. But, you know, for everybody who was disappointed by what we saw from the trailer, we are quite a distance out from...
Well, that's it. And I think the other thing that is a shame is that the titles leaked earlier in the
day.
They
did. And also a snap of the Doctor and Rose as well.
Yeah. So I think had that not have happened, it might have been a slightly different reaction. But, I mean, people are always going to moan and say, you know, we want more. But yes, it's still such a long way away yet.
I wonder, do you think the redacted thing has anything to do with the podcast? Because it would seem...
Obviously
it's a kind of a hangover from the Chibnall era, but it would seem weird if they're not linked now that we know that they were in production for a new one and James Goss is heading it up and stuff.
Well, I was thinking that, seeing that thing has suddenly changed, and like you said, James Goss came on board, and the other girl who was, you know, doing it all was dropped. That did make me think, oh, is that because Russell had other ideas for it to link it into the main show? I don't know. I guess it's all speculation at this point, but I think really the nice takeaway, at least for me, and I guess for you as well, was to see all the footage from Bristol and actually see what it looked like on camera, you know, because we've seen little glimpses of it in the other trailer, but you saw a lot more of, you know, him and the toy maker dancing around. And I mean, even the stuff in Camden Market, you know, it was so much of that was papped that, you know, you almost felt like you were there looking at all the footage coming through on Twitter. So to see it drop properly, and you saw the top of Bernard Cribbin's head, in one shot in the trailer.
Really?
Yeah, towards the end, Donna's, you can just see the top of his head as Donna's looking pensive. He's got his flat cap on.
I love it. It's cool to see that, because that was such a major set piece they had up in Bristol with all the cars moving and all the extras and stuff. It is cool to finally see it, because you never appreciate the scale of a scene like that or what the vision for it is until you see it on screen. But actually seeing like the motorbike zooming through and stuff, it's like, wow, you know, Doctor Who's got a lot behind it now.
Yeah,
you know, it's, or it seems like it. Maybe the money's being spent differently, or maybe they got an extra bump in cash for the anniversary specials, or maybe this is all still Disney's influence bubbling towards the surface and we're all starting to see it all paying off.
Yeah,
but and considering how good I think the Jodie Whittaker era looked, I know a lot of people weren't fond of some of the color correction and the way that some of it was treated, but that's the most cinematic the show has ever looked. And now we're going up another level.
I know, you know, it's weird, isn't insane. It? You know, looking at this, it just has a look to it. There's a sheen to this. Mm. And you know, David he's just good, isn't he? You know, I watched the trailer a few times last night and I turned around to Annie and I sort of said, yeah, he's pretty good, isn't he? You know, he just is Doctor Who, really.
Yeah.
He's just, it's effortless for him really to just fall into that part. Kind of, I guess it's like with Tom Baker, isn't it? You know?
They've both got that measure where it's like, okay, you were kind of made to play this part, really, you know, like, and also the part was so well defined for you at the time when you took it over.
Yes. Yeah.
Or you made it your own, maybe in the case of Tom, that it's evergreen, that performance. Like, it's effortless for you to kind of spike your hair and slip into that voice and embody the Doctor. And he hasn't lost a beat, you know. He may look a bit more, you know, char-grilled around the edges, but he still looks, you know, he's still embodying.
Yeah.
Of course he is, you know. He's not an old man.
It's just little looks, you know. Yeah. Just him walking down the road, you can just see it in the beginning of the trailer. It's like, yeah, that's Doctor Who. You know, there he is. And it's nice because it, you know, as much as I, at the time, got a bit fed up with him because everybody loved him and I was an annoying teenager, it is kind of nice to see him back. And I am excited to see what they do with it. And, you know, I think he looks great. The costume's so good. I prefer it to the old one.
It does. His costume looks amazing. It's I prefer it to the original 10. Yeah. Costumes, the different variants of that, the brown and blue.
Got that little extra Doctor Who-iness to it that I don't think the other one had. The other one was still playing it safe, I think.
It was still playing it a bit more. He could blend into any room, whereas this one is, who's the bloke in the massive blue trench coat?
Yeah.
With the Sonic the Hedgehog hair, what's going on? His hair is even more wild and unkempt than before.
Yeah.
They must use some industrial strength shit to keep that where it needs to be.
He's a Jedward fan.
Who isn't? Matt, come on. So that was the trailer. I'm very excited still, but it wasn't showing an awful lot, but that's fine. Something we all should be excited for, though, is that, of course, we are getting a Beatles episode of Doctor Who, Matt.
No, yeah.
In series 14. It's finally happened. My prayers have been answered.
Yeah.
And Russell's been looking at my spec scripts.
I think they said as soon as Billy gets on that flight to New Zealand, we can start on that Beatles episode.
We can start on the episode that everybody wants. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not going to be a Beatles episode, though, is it? I mean, they were filming an Abbey Road crossing scene, which I guess is still for this musical episode set in the 1960s.
I guess so.
They're wearing the same costumes. But I think this is going to be very much, you know, oh, look, here's a cute little reference. They're going across Abbey Road.
It's just a little visual gag, isn't it?
Totally, totally. Because the thing is, you know,
they know, don't they? They know that people on Twitter are going to see this and be like, oh, my God, it's the Beatles. And, you know, all the speculation that comes out of it.
They announced the casting of a guy, a white dude with slightly longish brown hair.
Yeah.
And on the same day that they're filming the Abbey Road stuff and everybody goes, which Beatle is Jonathan Groff going to be? Well, he is it. I thought that they might cast him as George Martin or Brian Epstein if they were going to do anything, because he doesn't look like any particular Beatle. And I mean, he kind of looks like all the Beatles fused into one face. If you wanted to do that story, that would be interesting.
He is the Russell. Beatle.
So that was neat. But yeah, we had the casting of Jonathan Groff, who I've seen in Hamilton and was funny in Hamilton. Is he American or British?
He's American, yeah. He's in Mindhunter as well. Have you seen that on Netflix?
No, I haven't.
He's really good in that. Really good, yeah.
Okay. And this seems to be for a different episode, possibly, unless it is for the same one, but it's definitely the same block that the 60s episode is, which is like a Regency episode. And there it was teased on, I think it was it Russell or the BBC account that put out the potato emoji?
I think that was Russell.
That was Russell. So, you know, again, he knows what he's doing. He's trying to get people to think that there are some tyrants in the story, whereas it might just be that there's a particularly smutty joke about potatoes in it.
Yeah, who knows?
That we don't have any we don't have any sort of reference to whatsoever. So that's cool. It's nice to know that, you know, series 14 filming continues apace.
Yeah.
And we're into a new block of filming. So, I mean, the announcement of Jinx Monsoon feels like 900 years ago.
It's weird, isn't it? Yeah. Crazy. Yeah,
because
like a little drought, didn't we, where there wasn't really much, well, it didn't seem like there was much being filmed or there wasn't much being announced. And then all of a sudden, this massive chunk of stuff just started to happen.
I guess because that filming was quite public, wasn't it? So over a couple of days, we got, you know, better and better snaps of different costumes. And then we had a couple of casting announcements in between all of that. And then we started to get the teasers appearing on the television, which my parents were dutifully filming on their phones whenever they popped up on BBC One and sending to me. But I was like, you know, I've seen it.
I saw
it 2 hours ago. But that was really lovely.
Oh, bless them.
It's an exciting period in time now, because we're just waiting for the next bit of news to drop.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've seen a lot of people talking about the comparisons between Chibnall era promotion and Russell era promotion. And obviously, there is one that gives the audience more of maybe what they want.
Sorry, Jonathan's trying to get in the room.
Sorry, I've got to come in. I know you're trying to record, but I've been out all day. Sorry. I'll have a shower. I'm going to work, you know.
I'll keep this in.
You've got to. I mean, that's a nice little... That's a nice little teaser for the next episode.
Oh, yeah, for the next... pardon?
Is it my bloody cupboard?
Oh, dear.
Love it.
Brilliant. Shooty Gatwa's got another costume as well. Another costume.
The Regency one, yeah, that looks cool.
Yeah, so I think they just need to... When they make his figure, they should just do it like an Action Man doll, and you just buy the different outfits. And just swap
like
it around.
A Barbie.
Yeah, that like a Barbie. A nice well, he's been in Barbie, so yeah.
He knows what it's
good
like.
Thinking. Yeah.
Okay. I guess that might be it, Matt, for...
I think so.
Oh, that scared the shit out of me.
Oh, my God.
There is no better way to end than
on that. For audio listeners, Jonathan just popped in over my shoulder as Davros. So next time. So this was like a little bonus one, wasn't it? Really, this episode. This was 51.5. So next time, we still haven't sorted everything out for the new look rod yet. So it will be Johnny and I talking about the TV movie, which is going to be exciting.
Very exciting.
I think we're going to rewatch that tomorrow evening. And
brilliant.
Then film it. Maybe on Tuesday.
You've got to bring in all the Eighth Doctor paraphernalia from that time that you can find, like the old VHS, if you still got it and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's Johnny's house. We should have picked it up today. So that would be good. It'd be fun to revisit. As you know, we watched it when it came out, so that would be
exactly. That'd be, so yeah, fun. You guys can let us know in the comments down below what are your memories of the TV movie going in. Has have your opinions on it changed?
Yeah,
because you know it's gone through quite a few different, you know, phases in the way that people reappraise it. So it would be interesting to know what people have think of it now.
So then TV movie, and then whatever is next.
I don't know. I mean, I think on the list at the moment, it might be the Five Doctors as the next one, but that will be the first one with the new setup and everything.
Yeah. I actually watched the Five Doctors before you went away, thinking we might be able to squeeze it in before you went away.
So you have to watch it again now.
Oh, I haven't watched it again. Bugger that. I'll just go from your notes.
You've watched it 900 times before anyway. It's fine.
Yeah, it's ingrained. I know what happens.
You know the Five Doctors at the back of your hand.
There's a bloody bloke in a silver suit that flies about, and there's a black pyramid that captures old codgers and whisks them off into a bloody quarry in Wales. There we are.
That's the plot line of every Doctor Who episode ever made.
Liz Sladen falls down a slightly steep hill.
A slight incline, and people twist their ankles, and there's Daleks in it. It is just quintessential bottled Doctor Who.
Yeah, I did it the other day. I was walking the dog, and I did a Susan. I twisted my ankle, and I couldn't walk in the next couple of days. My ankles hurt too much. I know what it's like to be Susan.
You went, oh, grandfather, as you went down, and then you hobbled and you wetted your napkin and... Yeah. Put it around your ankle. What was that supposed to be doing, Louise? I don't know. That's so weird.
Put a wet flannel on it. Yeah. No, luckily I didn't yell out grandfather when I tripped. But and there was no one around, thank God. Because that would have been very embarrassing. I think I probably went, oh, bollocks when I went over.
somebody put that over Susan's trip in the Five Doctors.
Yeah.
Oh, bollocks.
Oh dear. Well, thank you very much for waking up, Billy, for this madness.
It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, that was our reaction to the trailer. It was good. Yeah, good.
It happened. We'll see you guys later.
Cheers. Bye-bye.